Gail Mantis, Houston, Texas.
Good morning, our Gail Mantis. Good morning. Would you all please join me in a time of prayer at this time? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you truly with an attitude of gratitude. We thank you for your goodness and your loving kindness, for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Father God, for this call, for the Master's call, the call that we come to in the morning before we start our day to be enriched and enhanced, Father God. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes. We thank you, Father God, for their commitment to you and for the people of God. Father God, we want to remember those that are dealing with losses in their family. We want to lift up the family of Lila Johnson. We ask, Father God, that you comfort their daughters, the children, the grandchildren, all the family that this woman touched, Lord. We ask for peace, Lord God. We know, Father God, that there comes a time when we have to say bye-bye for now to our loved ones. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word says that to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for our prayer general, Robin. We ask that you be with her for her treatment this week, Father God. We ask that you give her peace and that she would know that you are with her, for you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we pray for all the mothers and fathers on the line. We ask that you continue to give them godly wisdom as they train up their child in the way that they should go. Lord, we pray for our entire TMC family. We pray for those prayers that have been spoken, those that have been emailed, those that have been texted. We ask, Father God, that you would minister to them in a very special way. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that this call will go forth with clarity, that there will be no technical difficulties, that it will be clear. We thank you for the message that will come forth, a message that you have already downloaded in our speaker today. We thank you, Father God, for him, and we ask your blessing upon him. Now, Father God, we thank you, and we bless you, that we can have an attitude of gratitude for all the things that you have done in our life, all the things that you are doing, and all the things that you will do. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love each and every one of you. It is a pleasure and a delight to greet you all this morning. And at this time, I will go ahead and turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful woman of God. Go ahead and take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning. And first, let me say thank you, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting the people and just bombarding the heavens with that prayer. We know that, you know, this call is about prayer and about the Father. So I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. If this is your first time dialing in with us, we want to say again, welcome, and we want you to know that we look forward to you coming back every Monday through Friday. So again, this call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, honor, glory, and just to just say thank you that is due to him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is affectionately known as our Mother Engel. Now, we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So here on the Master's Call, we begin this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. That's rain, snow, sleet, hail, holiday. We will still be here each Monday through Friday. And if you want to listen to the current day's message over again after the call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of our messages have been recorded and archived from the inception of this call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you feel like God has placed a word inside of your belly for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International, and they keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That call-in number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-pound. That's 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-pound. The Kings of Artists will be hosting a conference in Houston, Texas at the George Bush International Airport Hilton Hotel. That's March 27th through the 29th. And as you know, that Sunday, we will be having a service and going before God and getting in the Master's, just in his presence. So if you want more information, please check your back office or go to artistempowermentconference.com for more information. So now I'm going to move out of the way and bring forth one of our amazing co-founders who needs no introduction on this line, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master's Call family. It was so excited to hear some of you, as you were shouting out this morning. We praise God for each and every one of you. We have an awesome surprise this morning, and I can't forget to thank, I'm sorry, Minister Ada for greeting God's people, as we say, in our telecommunications sanctuary, and our host today, Minister Kai. But I am humbled and excited because this is someone who's going to speak to us today. I'm so glad that he came and responded to my request. Some heard him before. Most of all of you have heard about him before. I want to give just a little brief background about our guest speaker, and I tell you that his bio is a mile long, so we're not going to read all that. But when I say Mamie Brown's baby boy, I think all of you all know who we're speaking of. Our dear friend and an artist distributor, motivational and inspirational speaker, Les Brown. He is one of the world's most renowned motivational speakers, and he is a dynamic, highly sought-after resource in business and professional circles, sought after by Fortune 500 CEOs, small business owners, nonprofit and community leaders from all sectors of society. He just returned, I think he told me, from India when he called me earlier this morning. You can find him on Facebook. He's doing some interactive things where now hundreds and thousands are watching him on YouTube, and tens of thousands interact with him regularly on Facebook. He has a keen way of turning what he touches into gold. And over 20 years ago, he won Chicago's way of turning what he touches into gold by doing a Chicago area Emmy for his unsurpassed fundraising pledge for the public broadcasting system, as we call PBS. He has been traveling a lot internationally, from Denmark to Dubai, from Canada to the Caribbean to Australia. So I was honored and humbled when he called this morning to let me know he was making time for the Master's Call family. So I'm going to ask each and every one of you to put your spiritual safety belt on, because not only is he a dynamic, as the world calls him, a motivational speaker, he is an inspirational speaker, a true man of God, who has walked through the valley of the shadow of death and watched God bring him through and carry him over. He loves the Lord with all of his heart. I'm going to get out of the way and introduce to some and present to others our dear friend, dear beloved man of God, Mr. Les Brown. The floor is yours. Good morning.
Thank you very kindly. It's a pleasure to be with all of you this morning. I've got a little gravel in my throat, but we will work through this because I was in Bangalore, India, and it's very interesting to see people as dark as me with straight hair. They wanted to put their hands in my hair, and I wanted to put my hands in their hair. It was quite interesting. Just a minute. But this time that we spend together, we have 15 minutes, and I want to share some thoughts with you. I want you to think about this is a day of gratitude, and to me, gratitude is something that you demonstrate. I'm adopted. I feel like God took me out of my biological mother's womb and placed me in the heart of my adopted mother. And so as a child, I had a goal and a dream of buying my mother a home. I used to have a talk show, and I would end it by saying, this has been Mrs. Mimi Brown's baby boy, as was said. And I learned something in the process of doing this for Mama. In fact, I just can't believe that February the 17th, next week, I'll be 70 years old. Well, 70 years young. I can't believe it. Now, I don't look it because I use mascara to cover my gray hair. I don't play that. But I want to share something with you that has always baffled me. And to me, the greatest demonstration of gratitude is how you show up in life. I was able to buy my mother four different homes and take care of her until she passed at 89. And I want you to just keep this in mind. Commit yourself to something that you're going to master. And the reason that I suggest that, I just finished speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa, in India, in London, England, Poland, Amsterdam, Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, Hong Kong, Macau. And I had no idea, given my circumstances, born in an abandoned building on a floor, being adopted, being labeled educable, mentally retarded, put back from the fifth grade to the fourth grade, and failing again in the eighth grade, no college training. I had no idea that I have the ability to do what I'm doing. But one of the things that always baffled me when I went to church with Mama, I used to wonder, why is it nobody can beat us preaching and nobody can beat us singing? Why are we so broke? I just couldn't understand. I just didn't understand. And I wanted to know. And so there's something that I want to leave with you today as you begin to look at your life, because we have a lot to be thankful for, and there are people who've made things possible for us that we're not taking advantage of, and because of the fact that we have not committed ourselves to demonstrating what it is that we truly want out of life. We do a lot of praying, and one of the things I believe is, as Mrs. Bethune-Cookman said, she said, pray as if everything depends upon God, but work as if everything depends upon you. I want you to write this down right quick. Write this down. 88,651. That's 88,651. And then write down 7,932. 7,932. And then write down 5,988. Now, last year this time, my PSA, which stands for prostate-specific antigen, was 2,400 and cancer metastasized to seven areas of my body. Now, my PSA is zero. I'm cancer-free, debt-free, and drama-free. And so I want to share with you in this limited time that we have, I want you to think about some goal that you want. And there are three things that I want you to think about as you think about your goals. One, about your health. What is your strategy for being here? The average African-American male lives to age 64. Two, I want you to think about your wealth. People with money live longer than people without money because they could afford health care that people who don't have money can't afford. And I know about that. And three, I want you to think about your relationships. because people rub off on you. They did an assessment, and they said, wanted to find out the average wealth of the average family in the United States. And the average white family's wealth is $88,651. The average Latino family is $7,932. And the average wealth of the average black family is $5,988. Latinos who just learned the language have already passed us. And I just couldn't understand. Why is that? And the gap is widening even more so. So I want you to, one, commit thyself to mastering something. One of my favorite scriptures is, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And one of the things I committed myself to is something that a high school teacher told me. He said, Mr. Brown, develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. And so as a result of that, I've been able to generate millions of dollars traveling around the world doing what I love to do, and that is talking to people, inspiring them to live their dreams, and teaching them techniques and strategies and how to use their talents. And so as you think about your goals and dreams, the first thing is, take some time each day to do exactly what you're doing, how you're starting off your day, working on your mind. Whatever you listen to when you first get up in the morning, the first 20 minutes affect the spirit of your day. But I want you to incorporate in your spiritual work some goal that you're working on, something that you're going to be focused on. Commit thy works unto the Lord. So as you commit yourself to this goal, this dream, mine was not to be working for somebody else. Mine was to travel around the world. The only place that I have not been that I'm going to go to is to see the pyramids. I saw the Taj Mahal. I've been to the Holy Land. And so that's the only place left that I want to go, is to see the pyramids now. And so think about some goals on how you want this year to be for you. What do you want to get out of 2015? It's one thing, you know, we say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but at the same time, we're robbing Peter to pay Paul. So I used to disguise my voice when creditors called the house. This is before, we could tell who was calling us. I would say, hello, that's me, Les Brown. Sorry, but he's not here. You sound like Les Brown. Don't you go there, big boy. Disguising my voice, my children would answer the phone and say, my daddy say he ain't home. So I was broke. I just got tired of being broke. But, you know, when I have money, I don't even need my medication as much. So commit yourself that you're going to use your talents, abilities, and skills to create financial independence for yourself. So you work on your mind, but the next thing is, increase your skill set, because you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. We're living in an incredible time and we don't have time now, but I could share with you how you could use your knowledge. Knowledge, and write this down, is the new currency. You can use your knowledge and earn an extra $25,000 to $50,000 a month. I mean, just your natural talents, abilities, and skills. And so what I'm doing now is teaching people how to tell their story. When I opened up this conversation, I talked about I was born in an abandoned building on a floor in a poor section of Miami, Florida, that I'm adopted. That's my story. And so I'm teaching people how to strategically tell their story. You've got a story. You've gone through some stuff. You've experienced some things. You've had some setbacks, some failures, some successes. And your story, the ability to tell your story and create value for others, would be able to make an incredible difference for your life and make a difference for the lives of other people. Here's the other thing. Not only work on your mind and increase your skill set and how you communicate with your story, but the final thing is, create, and you're doing this already, and this is major, collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships. Collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships. The reason we're so poor is because we have collaborative entertainment-driven relationships. They're not relationships that you can measure something out of it, something productive, something profitable, where you're iron sharpening iron, where you're looking at what is it we're doing now and how we can increase the value of what we're doing and take it to the marketplace. The greatest among you will be your servant. And so as you commit yourself to mastering something and continuing to work on your mind, having goals that you're going to look at, what is it you want to do? It's been said that most people die at age 25 and don't get buried until they're 65. Most people are already dead. They're not going anywhere. They're not doing anything. They're not traveling. They're not making any impact at all. And so you are here because your life matters. There's something you're supposed to do. There's a work for you to do. I was in Johannesburg, South Africa, and Miles Monroe was across the street from me. I wrote the foreword for his first book, Personal Development. So I was going over to say hello, and the lady said, oh, well, he's doing some marriage counseling. Why don't you come tomorrow morning before he leaves? And I said, okay. And so when I came the next morning, they said, I'm sorry, he already left. I said, whoa, I had no idea that I was going to see Miles for the last time if I did get a chance to see him. And we don't know how much time we have left. Aurelia said, stop living like you have 1,000 years to live. What is it you want to do with your life now? What is it you want to accomplish? What is it that will be different about you in 2015? People say, Happy New Year. Can't be a new year unless there's a new you. You've got to be willing to make a radical change. You've got to be willing to die to who you've been, to give birth to who you must become. Because you don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are. You have something special. You have greatness within you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Merci beaucoup. I hope I did it within the time parameters that I have. Hello.
You did great. You did great. Thank you so much. We so appreciate that attitude of gratitude. And I just want to personally say on behalf of myself and our other founder, our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and all the TNC family, I do not take it lightly that you have taken the time this morning to speak into our lives to remind us. And I wrote those average salaries down, that 88,000 plus, that 7,900 and that 5,900, and know that we all is the body of Christ.
And we're down at 5,900. Isn't that crazy? But look here, here's something I'd like to give everybody. Have them email me at yes@lesbrown.com, yes@lesbrown.com, and I'm going to send them some videos. And if they watch them for 90 days straight, these videos have produced 463 certified millionaires. I've earned, since I've been doing this work, over $64 million. It's just incredible, and it's the highest paid profession in the world. And so what I'm doing now is teaching people how to tell their story who want to invest themselves and just be able to make a difference. If they email me at yes@lesbrown.com, I'll send them some free videos that will make a dramatic difference in their lives and particularly their mindset. And that's the work that you're doing, which is so very important. People need mental resiliency now more than ever. When I was a kid, it was unheard of black people committing suicide. And now black women, for the first time in our history, are now committing suicide. Black women, that has never been. They'd always been the lowest. And last year, just think about this. Last year, with all the churches we have, last year more people died from suicide than from traffic accidents. More people died from suicide. Suicide among our people has increased 300%.
Wow.
Okay? And you're talking about people and kids as young as 10. That's crazy. 10. You know, Bible says, judge a tree by the fruit it bears. And so the biggest, I really appreciate the blessing of of my being able to travel to all these countries. I just turned down 16 international speaking engagements, but the guy asked me, I accepted two of them because when I speak internationally, I charge $175,000 an hour. But he asked, he said, given the condition of your people, how is it that you're available to us, man from Hong Kong? And I said, unfortunately, my people don't value what I do. It's unfortunate. Wow.
Well, we value you, man of God. We value
you. Thank you.
And we thank you. And I did not take it lightly when you called, as you all, he called me early this morning when the phone rang to make time for us. And I also want to thank Pastor Chuck, who stepped aside today to make sure that we could hear from Les. And boy, $175,000, we're going to pray that back to you for the time that you're giving us. And for those of you listening, he will be on the morning motivational call with Platinum President Dorothy Cook. And he's given us this morning out of love, and we know as we pray for him, it'll come back a hundredfold. Les, I'm going to ask you to hold on. We're going to do just a few minutes of prayer, and then we'll have you to come back and do our benediction. Minister Kai, if you will pray now, we want to include Jeanette Hightower, who is having surgery this morning. I'll turn it over to you. Thank you. And thanks again, Les.
Yes.
Well, we are just going to go before the Father in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this time, and we do not count it lightly that Mr. Les Brown has decided to bless us today. So we ask that you continue to pour into him a hundredfold that which he poured out to us. Continue to be on his ministry, his motivation, his life. Continue to touch all that he is involved with so that it can just grow and extend and continue to increase his territory so that he can touch every land that he desires to touch. So we just continue to come before you, Father. You know every bereaved family on this line, and we ask that you continue to give them your peace, which passes all understanding, that you continue to comfort and lead and guide them, O Heavenly Father, as only you can in this time. Lord, we pray for Jeanette Hightower, Lord, touch the surgeon's hands as she is in pre-op right now, God. You know what the surgeons need to do. So, Father, lead and guide those instruments. Be with them. Touch their minds. Take over their bodies so that only that which you desire happens in this surgery today. Lord, we just want to continue to thank you for the two women of God who said yes, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We also want to thank you for the Des De Leon family and ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them and Artists International as things continue to move and shake and you continue to cut away and prune so that we can grow and come forth with a even more expansive life, even more enhancement to the lives of others. So, Lord, we thank you, and we don't take it lightly that you continue to love us, because we know that without the love of Christ, we would be lost. So, again, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So, again, if you want to listen to this amazing message again, you can do so today by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Mr. Les Brown has graciously offered to give us videos that if we watch for 90 days has produced millionaires. You can get that information at if you email him at yes@lesbrown.com. That's yes@lesbrown.com. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. Again, the Kings of Artists are at it again. This conference is March 27th through the 29th at the George Bush International Airport Hilton Hotel, and we know that they do things and they bring forth good fruit. So if you need more information, please visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. And we, the TMC family, just want to wish you a happy, happy, happy pre-birthday. birthday, Mr. Les Brown. We know that it's coming up on the 17th of this month, and we just want God to, you know, for you to have a God-ordained, super fantastic, amazing birthday. Now, if you would, please come back and give us our benediction for the day.
Father, we give you thanks and praise for another day of life. It's been said that life is your gift to us, and how we live our lives is our gift back to you. Keep your hand on this work, on this ministry, and to the minds that are being awakened as we continue to be active forces of good and blessings on earth. And let our words as we speak life continue to give people faith and strength to be instruments that you use, knowing of ourselves we can do nothing, but with you all things are possible. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Go out and have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing many of you and our great speaker, Les Brown, on the MMC call. Bye-bye.